Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, is that the sound of Van Halen? It must mean it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. The weekend. Oh, so good. Oh. That's right. It's finally here. La, 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 la. How you doing, Febreze?
Oh.
Sorry, la 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 flew out of my mouth and I was reminded of your nickname.
Good morning, everyone.
Your daughter.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's already light out.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Your boy moved to New York, right?
Which one? Both my boys moved to New York.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Did the cello player bring a cello?
He did not bring a cello. No. He brought his keyboard with him. He's much more into that these days.
Oh, so he plays piano. Keys.
Yes. Well, right. He doesn't have a piano. He has a keyboard.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's right in his room. He puts his headphones on, rocks out.
Yesterday at the house, there became this like mad rush at a certain point because there was a thing happening at the school and I...
Oh, and your daughter plays like... clarinet or flute or something?
Yeah, she plays woodwind, which is what I had to play that, and her mom played it. Her mom somehow enjoyed it and was like, oh, you're going to love clarinet. You should get a clarinet. She doesn't love clarinet at all, and it doesn't appear.
There's a lot of like funky keys on it and stuff. It's a very...
And much like most of the... I love when the kids sing. I love when they put cute little dances together, and especially the young one, they make them, it's just like you watch them all trying their hardest.
Yes.
And like a
kid stuff. It's so great.
Cluster bleep, And
yes.
You're like, oh, look at how cute they look.
So cute.
Ridiculous.
Ah. Oh.
But listening to the woodwind, it's like, tonight we celebrate the arts. And I went, oh boy.
Oh.
They're doing that.
The
huh?
Fifth graders in the arts.
Oh.
Go on.
Boy.
What time was this at?
I got to watch it via stream.
Oh,
I wasn't going to that.
Ooh.
It was at like 6:30 or 7.
Man, that is a great new thing. I had to go to all those things,
At 7 at night?
Yeah.
Oh.
They would have the big performances.
Well, see, that's it though. She doesn't love it. By the sound of the band last night, none of them love it.
Yeah.
That kid has never brought home that instrument to practice.
Oh, is that so?
Ever.
Oh, my.
I at least used to practice.
Yeah, my mom used to make me practice. I'm paying for the rental on that flute, and you're going to practice every day.
Flute?
Yeah.
Oh, you got suckered into that one,
I
huh?
I did that for... And then, after a year, I was like, I tried it. I hate it. Please give me piano lessons. And then that was
kind of where I'm going, which is, there's your boy with a cello. If he's carrying it around and it's become his like meditative, moment each day where he,
yes,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cello. But it doesn't sound like it does. It's not his thing.
It was for a long time. He was a decent cello player. And it's, but music is, I think the bottom line is that word, music.
Yeah.
He plays guitar. He plays piano. He listens to music. He loves to sing, especially after a couple drinks, that kid.
Typical for me in my, you know, sort of poisoned brain. I'm sitting there thinking, is there some kind of bad contract our elementary schools got into with some woodwind brand, like, you know, 100 years ago, and we're all forced into these instruments because somebody, you know, Abraham Lincoln signed some deal. Abraham. I don't know, you know, whoever.
Abraham Lincolnstein.
Whatever. Like one of those deals where, you know, well, it is in perpetuity.
Yeah. It's, don't be mad about it, because honestly, that is how some kids find out that they have an aptitude for it. And I really feel like it's
I'm not mad about it. I can't figure out how it's universally done. Like,
it's offered at that age, and some kids are like,
permanently,
this is the path, band camp for me. And other kids are like, I'm going to be over here playing ball or drawing or whatever it is. I feel like it's lovely that kids are offered the opportunity, but it does feel mandatory.
It feels forced. Like I wanted to play drums. That's all I wanted to do.
The problem is they don't let you do what you want
to
do.
No, I had to play trumpet and I was the same. I hated it. I never took it
home.
Now
see, I like trumpet. I think she would have been better off on that. Mm-hmm. I also like...
Also only three keys.
Well, but I mean, there's something you can do there,
yes.
I think. And you get all these clarinet keys, and then you go, name me a clarinet song. No one can.
Oh, yes, you can. It's guy, it's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Kenny G.
That's saxophone, isn't it, though?
I thought that was a... You know
no, Kenny
right.
G plays a weird clarinet, but an alto.
It's an alto sax.
Yeah.
So it's straight. It looks like a clarinet, but I think it is actually a sax. So I don't know. Nobody can do it. However, if you are like a big jazz aficionado, you're spoiling for a fight right now, and you're texting us at 800-400-3697.
Well, no,
there are definitely famous people.
Trumpet is one where you can name some trumpet players.
And you can get a gig even now in a band playing trumpet. People have horn sections still, and maybe even there's a clarinet. If someone's a kick-ass clarinetist, like Lizzo plays the flute, she'll go and do flute solos. I mean, that Jethro Tull guy, man, he was dancing around like some crazy, you know, coked up elk.
Yeah, he was really coked up. He had a serious coke problem.
That is actually, if you ever have a few minutes, just go back and watch live performances from Jethro Tull like in the 70s, and you won't be able to believe it. You'll be like, oh yeah, I definitely would have gone to that show and all their other shows too, because that is some crazy ass.
I saw him, and he went through four flutes during the break,
what?
Throw it and grab another one.
At one point, they're disposable.
He's like, this is my last flute, everybody. And then
the guitar player's going, thank God. Yeah. I'll take the next solo, please.
Someone get the wild man under control.
Yeah. Good show.
Well, anyway, that's kind of what I was getting at is it seems like it would be better if you could choose your own instrument and everyone was. I know I was absolutely said, I would like the sax. And they said, you get the clarinet. And I went, okay. Well, that, you know, you just took the joy out of it.
I guess you needed to be first in line to pick. Because if they let everybody, there would be 500 drummers and 500 trumpet and sax players. And then there would be no other people.
Well, understood. But that is, you know, you're going to force everyone to do something. And of course, I wasn't one of the first people in line because I was over there picking my butt.
Right.
I'm a fifth grader.
Right.
I'm chasing Rochelle around. And you know.
And you're like, sign up for an instrument. What are you talking about? I'm doing that.
You
have to pick.
Oh.
Or we'll assign you.
Anyway, I watched the thing last night and there's a teacher who's worked hard on this. And meanwhile, you all know what it sounded like.
all together.
She
now.
Put on her, you know, you could tell she put on something nice and was up there in front of everybody. And, you know,
she's clearly not bringing it home and like into it.
Well. Oh, you mean Isla?
Yes.
Oh, Isla's not into it at all.
Mm.
And I was definitely, you know, like, okay.
Did she seem to be playing the right notes?
They didn't zoom in on anybody particular. It was one big picture.
There is some value to learning how to read music, even if you just learn the mechanics of reading music. Like, you know what the staff looks like and you know where the notes are. I mean, there's some value. Like if she winds up thinking later in life, because didn't you get her some piano lessons too?
Yeah.
Is so she, you don't, she likes to sing.
What you're saying is, yes, yeah, she loves to sing. Mm-hmm. She loves to perform.
So that's
she
valuable.
Loves to act. I'm not saying there's no value. I'm saying, are we in a contract with some Russian woodwind company that's going to last for another 300 years before a kid can go, I want to play guitar. That's what I want to play.
And how much more fun would it be to go to these things if they were little bands so that you could have 50 drummers because there are 50 little bands. Somebody learns to play the bass. Somebody learns to play guitar. Somebody plays a tambourine. One person singing. They all pick a song
Imagine
to do.
Imagine a teacher at the front of the class where kids are engaged and love it.
Right.
And can't wait for the next lesson as opposed to...
Yeah.
You're making me do this. So yep. Whatever. Anyway,
I guess it's just easier to round kids like you. Okay, we have 10 flute players. We have 10, drummers or whatever, all the different things. And then they're able to gather them all in one place and they all learn the same song. I guess it would be harder if there were 50 different bands.
As a person
that,
would
be so fun.
Loves music. Mm-hmm. I love music. Mm-hmm. And I actually love, I'll listen to, orchestra music. I will. I had one of those channels where, it's like Sirius has a channel.
Sure.
Symphony
classical music.
Classical.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I've listened to that. Mm. In fact, some of that can get downright, yeah. Some of it can get absolutely the opposite where it's dun, the tension's dun, dun, high dun, and you're dun, like, dun, whoa, dun. This is kind of aggro. Either way, I like it. Mm. It's just weird to see kids, like I'm watching it going, wow, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I'm 50 something and I'm watching my kid go through the same thing I went through, which was, when's this over and where are the snacks?
I guess that because the symphony, it's a large group of kids or a large group of people are in the symphony. There's a lot, they're all doing the same piece. That's got to be the only, because otherwise, why wouldn't they just make it something that was like useful, modern, and fun? Oh, the world. I suppose we're lucky
five.
To have music in our schools.
Take Five is the most famous clarinet. No, I want music. Mm. It just,
yes.
The forced clarinet. Take Five is the most famous clarinet song, and Kenny G plays the soprano sax. Okay.
So Take Five is a Kenny G song, or?
I have no idea. Okay. No, because he plays soprano sax.
So they're saying two different things there. The most famous clarinet song is something called Take Five. I would like to hear that. Is it in our system?
It might not be in our system.
I mean, it's the most famous of all the songs done by a clarinetist.
This is from a band geek. Stop it, Vinny. They actually signed off Band Geek.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah.
This is Take Five?
Yes. Dave Brubeck Five.
Oh, the Dave Brubeck.
Or Dave, it's just Dave Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
Well, it's jazzy.
Yeah, I like it. I like jazz.
Yeah.
Is there a hook coming up?
This could be, though, the highest level of clarinet that I've heard in at least 24 hours.
It's jazz. There is no... Everybody play a different note.
That's my air. That's my air clarinet. I have an air every instrument.
Oh my God.
What
Did
is it?
You guys see the picture that Edwin made, our evil genius, our artist, our show artist made for John?
No. What are you talking about?
Your husband, super husband wiener man, now has a graphic.
Oh,
I have it.
That's wonderful.
Oh, it's great.
Great. Super.
You're going to love it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I'm sure he's going to love it too.
He will love it.
I'm sure he will. That'll be great. I'm here to make it not fun. Poor guy.
Hey, can I plug something?
Yes, of course.
I got a note from somebody about an event this Saturday at Chrissy Field, 9:30 a.m. I'm a big proponent of mental health and mental health advocacy. So it's a mental health walk. But it's at Chrissy Field, 9:30 on Saturday. And thank you for Leo, who reached out and sent me a really nice note on Instagram. And,
oh, are you going to do it with a dog?
I don't know. I don't have a lot planned on Saturday, so maybe. Yeah, but.
I mean, you're going to be up and at him, and it means a lot to you.
Yeah, really. It's important. So anyway, it's the National Alliance of Mental Wellness, and there you go. They're doing the walk. Chrissy Field. Go join them.
Tomorrow morning,
yeah, you
9
do that, and then do Beta Breakers on Sunday.
Oh, my God. I know. There are probably a lot of people in town this weekend for that.
So fun.
They're doing highway warnings about that.
What?
They're like, be careful. This weekend, you're not going to be able to get through the city.
Oh, right.
That kind of thing.
No, that's...
Beta Breakers this weekend.
It takes over.
Yeah.
And it's fun. You should if you haven't done it and you live in the Bay Area, you should do it. It's less fun than it used to be because, yeah, you know, they don't want you whizzing in people's yards. Like, that's
it
really
is, right?
Not.
They're actually trying to tamp down on, yeah, me. We're hammered and yelling through the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I mean running. I meant running. Whizzing. All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Ceremony, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a quick song and we'll see you after this.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.